ترائب انيك
fare for the round trip, and those under five ride free. Moreover, a wife can accompany her husband on a business or vacation trip for just one-way fare for the round trip. These savings apply on both coach and Pullman, and of course there are many other advantages when you travel by train, including delicious dining car meals, restful travel, and arrival near the heart of the city. Whenever you travel, remember Union Pacific's family fares. For information or reservations, call on your Union Pacific ticket agent, 1 South LaSalle Street in downtown Chicago, or phone Randolph 60141 for convenient phone and mail ticket service.
Tonight's chapter, A Hush Little Baby, American Lullabies and Cradle Songs.
Hush, little baby, don't say a word. Papa's gonna buy you a mockingbird. And if that mockingbird don't sing, Papa's gonna buy you a diamond ring. And if that diamond ring is brass, Papa's gonna buy you a looking glass. And if that looking glass gets broke, Papa's gonna buy you a billy goat. And if that billy goat don't pull, Papa's gonna buy you a cart and bull. And if that cart and bull turn over, Papa's gonna buy you a dog named Rover. And if that dog named Rover don't bark, Papa's gonna buy you a horse and cart. And if that horse and cart fall down, you'll still be the sweetest little baby in town.
So many of these lullabies with promises of lovely things, so often beyond the reach of the softly singing mother. Golden promises, if only the fretful baby will sleep. Russell Ames tells us in his superb little book, The Story of American Folk Song, in lullabies brought from Europe to frontier America, babies are offered bribes to go to sleep. The English promise a rabbit skin. The Norwegians offer a fish, while the French offer an egg from a white hen. But in America, the whole shebang is offered. In the words of the poet MacLeish, America was promises, especially in lullabies. On a Louisiana plantation, though, the Creole mother sings of food as well as of love. With a verve of the French, the easiness of the Spanish, a cradle song in patois is born, dealing with a father's trade, his occupation. He's fishing for crabs, for the gumbo soup, for the callaloo, it's called. Go to sleep, little one. Pop on Mama will soon eat the callaloo, and Papa then will sing you to sleep. Here, then, is an aesthetic rather than a material offer.
Mama va la rivière, Papa va pêcher des crabes. Do, do, coco, do, do, tifi. Papa va pêcher des crabes, crabes dans la callaloo. Do, do, coco, do, do, tifi. Crabes dans la callaloo. Mama mange callaloo, Papa dis otsa, oui, oui. Do, do, coco, do, do, tiki. Mama gagne bambignon, Papa les mes petits filles. Do, do, coco, do, do, tiki.
Tune easily familiar. A universal melody that this Korean child sings with his smattering of English. And often in these cradle songs, a gentle gibberish is sung to soothe the child, followed with tender words, the promise of protection, if not by father and brothers, by the angels themselves. The Scottish and the Irish immigrants who settled in the southern Appalachians brought with them some of these lullabies, and I imagine in the olden days they were sung bilingually.
Balu, baliri, balu. Balu, baliri, balu, bal. Giawa, piriferis, giawa, piriferis, giawa, piriferis, freu. Down come the bonny angels, down come the bonny angels, te urbendu, balu, baliri, balu, baliri.
And among the Pennsylvania Dutch is a father's voice, a big, deep voice, recounting the work of the family and the infant's guardians in the world outside. Daddy's watching the sheep. Mama's shaking the little tree from which falls a little dream. Sleep, baby, sleep. And the robin sings in the tree. The stars, the robins, and the sheep, they guard you in your sleep. Dream, baby, dream.
Schloof, bubbly schloof, der Daddy hit die Schoof. Die Mommy schüttelt ein Baumlein, es fällt der von ein Drumlein. Schloof, bubbly schloof, schloof, bubbly schloof, die Sterne sind die Schoof, sie hängen so hoch im Himmel, dat eb Moos fliegt ene so saftig fort. Schloof, bubbly schloof, drum, bubbly.
And in the West Indies, there's a spiritual that serves as a lullaby. It doesn't matter what the origin of a song, doesn't matter its original purpose, so long as it achieves its objective, to a weary parent, that is, of soothing the child. In this instance, a song that has the qualities, the feeling of an American hymn. There's a bittersweetness about it in recounting the cycle of life.
Hush, little baby, don't you cry. You know your mama is bound to die. All my trials, Lord, soon be over. Too late, my brothers, too late, but never mind. All my trials, Lord, Jordan River is chilly and cold. It chills the body, but it warms the soul. All my trials, Lord, soon be over.
Sometimes it takes a little dance, a little play party tune, a family endeavor to make ready the child for the crib. In the case of all that animal energy in that small frame, it takes a bit of doing. A young singing mother from Viper, Kentucky, recreates an early evening event. Now she speaks of her boy, of the music he knows and dances to and goes to sleep by.
Here's our little son, Peter, 3 years old. And, of course, in this day and age, he hears a great many folk songs on records. He has a private record library that high. And still, the songs he really learns the best are the ones we sing with him. And the ones we sing with him are more than likely the ones I learned from my mother or father. And so it goes.
Dance to your daddy, my little laddie. Dance to your daddy, my little man. You shall have a fishy in your little dishy. You shall have a fishy when the boat comes in.
Dance to your mammy, my little lammy. Dance to your mammy, my little lamb. You shall have a suppy in your little cuppy. You shall have a suppy when the cow comes home.
There's another lullaby I recollect and love, and one that'll outlive me by a few generations.
Go tell Aunt Rhody, her old lady says that.
Tell Aunt Rhody, perhaps the most familiar of all American lullabies, if not of all American folk songs. And in some regions, she's called Aunt Nancy. In others, Aunt Sally. But always that poor old Gray Goose is dead. And what's perhaps even more tragic, the loss of a feather bed, which Alan Lomax has described as the very prime in sleeping, because it cradled you and cuddled you and almost covered you at the same time.
Go tell Aunt Rhody, go tell Aunt Rhody, go tell Aunt Rhody that her old gray goose is dead. The one that she's been a-saving, the one that she's been a-saving, the one that she's been a-saving to make a feather bed. She died in the mill pond, she died in the mill pond, she died in the mill pond, standing on her head. The goslings are crying, the goslings are crying, the goslings are crying, 'cause their mammy's dead. Go tell Aunt Rhody, go tell Aunt Rhody, go tell Aunt Rhody that her old gray goose is dead.
One of the most haunting and poignant of American sleepy songs comes from the South, from those mournful days when the slave mother had to abandon her own babe in the field to nurse and fondle the child of her mistress. But there's a tender promise made to one, and then a gentle warning to the other. To the child, to the stranger's child, she promises all the pretty little horses, the blacks and the bays, the dapples and grays. And the next verse to her own, she warns the child to watch out for the butterflies who are pecking at her eyes.
Don't you cry. Oh, the sleepy little baby. When you wake, you shall have all the pretty little horses, blacks and bays, apples and grapes, all the pretty little horses, way down yonder in the meadow, lies a poor butterflies picking on its eyes. Oh, little thing is crying, mammy. Blacks and bays, dapples and grays, all the pretty horses.
These animals were endowed with human characteristics. It was Mark Twain who's reputed to have said, "Sure, animals talk. Trouble is, very few people understand them." But apparently very many young people dig the species, understand them well enough to fall asleep during the singing of their adventures.
The cuckoo, she's a pretty bird. She sings as she flies. She brings us glad tidings, and she tells us no lies. She sings every single morning with voice sweet and clear. But she never says cuckoo till the spring of the
is the bird of love, also the harbinger of spring. Gently is sung by this pixie, and sometimes the cuckoo is saucily remembered. Consider, too, his colleague, the leather-winged bat, and not the romantic type, you think. Yet to so many children, this night flyer is no more than a victim of unrequited love. Yet there's nothing forlorn about him. On the contrary.
I said the little leather-winged bat, I'll tell you the reason that I fly by night is 'cause I lost my heart's delight. Howdy-dowdy-diddle-do-dum, howdy-dowdy-diddle-do-day, howdy-dowdy-diddle-do-dum, howdy-diddle-i-do-diddle-do-day. I said the little morning dove, I'll tell you how to regain her love, quarter night and quarter day, never give her time to say oh nay. Howdy-dowdy-diddle-do-dum, howdy-dowdy-diddle-do-day, howdy-dowdy-diddle-do-dum, howdy-diddle-i-do-diddle-do-day. I said the blackbird sitting on a chair, once I called her the lady fair, she proved fickle and turned her back, ever since then I dressed in black. Howdy-dowdy-diddle-do-dum, howdy-dowdy-diddle-do-day, howdy-dowdy-diddle-do-dum, howdy-diddle-i-do-diddle-do-day. I said the woodpecker sitting on a fence, once I caught her a handsome wench, she got scary and from me fled, ever since then my head's been red. Howdy-dowdy-diddle-do-dum, howdy-dowdy-diddle-do-day, howdy-dowdy-diddle-do-dum, howdy-diddle-i-do-diddle-do-day.
And what of that dark bird that grown-ups think of as the omen of evil? Practical farmer terms as a predatory creature. To the child, there's no mystery about the crow. There is a mystery, perhaps, but it's comic in nature. And here's one, a sort of comic mystery song that settled here from Scotland.
Three crows sat upon a wall, sat upon a wall, sat upon a wall. Three crows sat upon a wall on a cold and a frosty morning. The first craw, he couldn't find his maw, he couldn't find his maw, he couldn't find his maw. The first craw, he couldn't find his maw on a cold and a frosty morning. The second craw, he fleed awa the wall, he fleed awa the wall, he fleed awa the wall. The second craw, he fleed awa the wall on a cold and a frosty morning. craw. He couldn't flee at all. He couldn't flee at all. He couldn't flee at all. The third craw, he couldn't flee at all on a cold and a frosty morning. The fourth craw, he wasn't there at all. He wasn't there at all. He wasn't there at all. The fourth craw, he wasn't there at all on a cold and a frosty morning.
For the ground crustacean, the crawdad, the crawler. An old blues singer remembers Mississippi mothers in the soft of the evening singing their small ones to sleep. Way back in the deep recesses of his memory, he remembers he too dozed off to the song of the crawdad.
You'll get a line, and I'll get a pole, honey. You'll get a line, and I'll get a pole, babe. Now you get a line, and I'll get a pole. Now let's go down that crawdad's hole. Now, honey, baby mine, what you gonna do when the pond goes dry? Now, honey, what you gonna do when the pond goes dry, babe? What you gonna do when the pond goes dry? I'm gonna sit down on the bank and watch the poor things die. Honey, baby, mine.
And sometimes, adds the singer, the fathers returned from the fields after tasting of the home-brewed juices and feeling so good, they sang of the crawdad so loudly and merrily that the babies awoke and the mothers had to sing it all over again. But there was a lullaby that could never be sung loudly, stemming as it did from a long line of old-world mystery and riddle songs. And sometimes it was an apple that was given my love, an apple that had no core. More often was the cherry that had no stone. Riddle, then, how can there be a cherry without a stone?
I gave my love a cherry that had no stone. I gave my love a chicken that had no bone. I gave my love a baby with no crying. I told my love a story with no cherry that has no stone. How can there be a chicken that has no bone? How can there be a baby with no story with no ending? A cherry when it's blooming, it has no stone. A chicken when it's pippin, no ending.
song can sometimes change from a tragic love ballad of violent overtones to a tender ditty for a baby. Lord Randall came from the British Isles, and that dealt with a young nobleman poisoned by his sweetheart, became the whimsical Cruden Dhu. And the sinister story becomes one of endearment. The young lord's longing for his sickbed becomes the small boy's insistence for his sleepbed.
Oh, where have you been this livelong day, my little wee Cruden Dhu? I've been to see my stepmother. Mar me, oh, make my bed new. And what did your stepmother give you to eat, my little wee Cruden Dhu? She gave me but a wee, wee fish, all covered with green and blue. And what did you do with the bones of the fish, my little wee Cruden Dhu? I gave them to my wee, wee dog. Mar me, oh, make my bed new. And what did your dog when he ate up the fish, my little wee Cruden Dhu? He stretched his wee, wee limbs and died. Mar me, as I do new. Mar me as I do know.
And it doesn't matter when a song be written to make it a lullaby in America as in other lands. It could be a commercial ballad if it has the flavor that lasts, if it endures through time and by means of its use, and if it serves the purpose of shutting eyelids.
Cedars am a humming on the honeysuckle vine. Sleep, Kentucky babe. Sandmen am a-comin' to this little babe of mine. Sleep, Kentucky babe. Moonbeams am a-shinin' in the heavens up above. Barbary compinin' to my little lady. You is mighty lucky, dear old Kentucky. Close your eyes in sleep. Fly away, away, away. Fly away, Kentucky babe. Fly away to rest.
Just as spirituals, tragic ballads, and commercial songs, too, have served as lullabies, so too Christmas carols have come in handy as rocking chair songs. There's the ancient Coventry Carol, at least 1,000 years old. It deals with the evil King Herod. This became a cradle song when the immigrants from the Isles moved to the Appalachians and to the whole region. This became a cradle song in the hills of Kentucky.
La lula lay, my tiny child, bye-bye, la lula lay. La lay, my tiny little child, bye-bye, la lula lay. When Christ was born, King Herod was angry, fearing the Son of Man. He sent his soldiers forth to slay all children in Bethlehem. All children they slew, but did not find Jesus born of man. For he was gone, his parents fled with him to Egypt land. Then they were dead who sought his life. The scriptures did foretell. Joseph brought Mary, his wife, and Jesus home to Israel. Lululei, my tiny child, bye-bye, Lululei. For kings all die, but babies live to sing on Christmas Day.
Abandon all musical rules, ye who enter here, might be the legend above the door of the baby's bedroom, for there is no song that cannot serve as a lullaby. It can be spiritual, love song, work song, nonsense tune, as long as it's offered gently.
My bonnie lies over the ocean. My bonnie lies over the sea. My bonnie lies over the ocean. Oh, bring back my bonnie to me. Bring back my bonnie to me, to me. Bring back my bonnie to me. Oh, blow ye winds over the ocean, and blow ye winds over the sea. Oh, blow ye winds over the ocean, and bring back my bonnie to me. My bonnie to me. The winds have blown over the ocean. The winds have blown over the sea. The winds have blown over the ocean and brought back my bonnie to me. Bring back, oh, bring back my bonnie to me. Bring back, oh, bring back my bonnie to me.
In our time, a man wrote an American folk opera, Porgy and Bess, and this work was a lullaby, sung by a fisherman's wife to a fisherman's baby. George Gershwin's Summertime was derived from the spiritual, Sometimes I Feel Like a Motherless Child, and apparently at this stage of the game seems to have the durability to become an accepted American lullaby. Thus the derivation and the song itself.
Little baby, don't you grant. One of these mornings, you gonna rise up singing. You gonna hide your way home to the sky. But till then, nothing can harm you. With Dad and Mommy, they'll be standing by.
And so ends another song chapter of This Is Our Story.
I've been lonesome, I've been worried, baby, you know I've been blue. My nights are awful dark, darling, on account of you. Now tell me, darling, what are you gonna do? What are you gonna do? You know I cried all night long when you told me we were through. It ran across my mind, baby, things we used to do. Now tell me, darling, what are you gonna do? What are you gonna do? When I told you we was married, you jumped up ready to go. But you know you never told me, Mama, about Mr. So-and-so. Now tell me, darling, what are you gonna do? What are you gonna do? Can't you see I'm sinking? Baby, please come to my rescue. I believe it's all over. No more me for you. Now tell me, darling, what are you gonna do? What are you gonna do? Town. I'd a ramblin', rollin' one high brown mama, and I'm gonna settle down. Farewell nighttime, I won't run around no more. Farewell nightlife, I won't run around no more. My pocketbook is empty, Lord, I've been drove from door to door. Just before I change, Mama, there's something that I want to say. I want a high brown baby who will let me have my way. Sometimes I feel that I should jump overboard. Then again I think about my baby and the things she used to do. Then again I think about my baby and the things she used to do. Oh, she used to make my bed and play around with my hair. Why do you stay away from me, baby? I did just what you said. Why do you stay away from me, baby? I did just what you said. Mama, I had no one to make my bed. I know I ain't tall and good looking, my teeth don't shine like pearls. I'm so glad good looking don't take me through this world. Now you see what I mean, baby, don't leave me in this lonesome bed. Come back home to me, pretty mama, and play around with my head.
Now
so. It's hard to believe that you don't want me no more. Oh, darling, oh, darling, oh, darling, I still love you so. Tried all I could just to make you happy, but it seems to me that you use me for a tool. I realize now that I was just a fool. been to Newport News, just to see Aunt Caroline die. Yes, I've been to Newport News, just to see Aunt Caroline die. I declare she's a fortune teller, and she sure can read my mind. Well, she told my fortune, made the hair rise on my head. Yes, she told my fortune, made the hair rise on my head. Yes, she told me, baby, and this is what she said. Well, she said she didn't love me, that you don't want me no harm. Well, she said you didn't love me, that you don't want me no harm. She said you're a double crosser, and I don't need you now. Well, listen here, pretty mama, listen to my plea. Well, listen here, pretty mama, listen to my plea. Say she gave me some goofy dust, I'm gonna cross every woman I find. Well, I'm going away, baby, ain't coming back no more. Well, I'm going away, baby, ain't coming back no more. But you can bet before I leave, I'm gonna have you on my mind.